every single one of you puss ass hoes and fuck niggas,
Richard,
that went to GoFundMe and donated and went and get a motherfucking refund, you never gave it with your heart.
Mm.
You a piece of shit.
Oh, God.
You'll die that way.
Richard!
Not for real.
I didn't even know you could do refunds on GoFundMe. That's crazy.
But in 90 days, mm-hmm. people that see me give my brother a gift, they automatically want to say that I bought that with GoFundMe money. Nigga had to pay that back. So now, if you really want to be for real, my nigga, if a nigga spunked out on the chain, how the fuck they got it right back instantly?
Right.
With no pressure.
Right.
If that's what you want your shit back, here, take it.
Right.
So all you fuck niggas and puss assholes out there, fuck you. You never gave it from your heart. And you gonna die a piece of shit.
Wow.
It was literally everything. Like, after we went out to eat.
Everything a nigga do.
We built the thing.
Was GoFundMe
money. That's crazy.
$30,000 from $50,000 on GoFundMe. Don't even pay somebody's rent entire year.
From the 30, guess how much we really get?
How much?
15.
Dang, they take half of it?
After Envy said what he said, we had trolls go to GoFundMe and try to report the GoFundMe page.
Right.
And I had to actually print out every, like, itemized bill to show that the money went to my daughter.
Right.
He didn't realize, you know, I slapped the shit out of him. Yo, Envy, what's up? Put on the gloves. Let's get it.
Shots fired!
So you challenging DJ Envy right now to a boxing match in the ring?
Yeah.
Box it out. Let's do the ring. Let's get in the ring, man.
We could do it and raise some money for charity or whatever.
You know, they did a little fight and donate to the hospital our daughter has surgery at.
Break it down for us. What happened?
He took a jab at my daughter's situation. It had my wife pretty hurt about it.
I'm seeing a therapist for all this. Clear. Like, literally, I got the phone call from my father. My father listens to the Breakfast Morning Club show, and he was like, is there a problem? Like, do I need to go up there about my granddaughter? I'm like, what's going on? So then I get on my daughter's Instagram page, and obviously, you know how trolls are, and they're coming crazy about, oh, you need to sign away your parental rights to Envy. And I was very, very upset. It took me to a very, like, traumatic space. No one's expecting to give birth to a daughter with a heart defect that rare and having open heart surgery.
Right.
So I told him, like, call him up and tell him to take that shit down and to apologize. That night, he said, the next morning, I'm going to go on the show and I'm going to apologize.
Exactly.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to do it the next day. Charlamagne sends us the video. He's like, I'm going to tell him to do it again. So at this point, you're ducking the situation.
So you are going to take legal action against DJ Envy?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You need to learn your lesson. You can't just get onto this type of platform with your voice and your followers and say anything that you want. People come at you and not realize, like, what you're going through at that time.
Yeah, what it do? It's your boy Stunt Lifestyle, and you are watching the We in Miami podcast. And today, we got a very special guest, man. We got the Miami legend, the one and only Gunplay.
Lum, 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 lum.
And we have his lovely wife, Von Shay, in the building. Welcome to Miami podcast, man. How y'all feeling?
Blessed beyond belief.
Man. Y'all feeling good?
Yeah.
So happy to have you both on the show, man. I'm so excited. We got a good show for y'all today. So we got a lot of stuff to cover today.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami.
We in Miami.
We in Miami, baby.
We in Miami.
Hey, man, so we got to jump right into it. You've been everywhere. You've been all over the blogs, all over the news. Yeah. About the beef with you and DJ Envy from Breakfast Club, who recently mentioned the GoFundMe set up by your family to assist with the heart surgery needed for your newborn daughter. And since then, things have gotten heated with your call or public apology from DJ Envy. You said you would slap the shit out of him. And you sent a cease and desist letter. So tell us, bro, what's going on? Break it down for us. What happened?
Like, say anything that's gonna, I'm gonna just give you what y'all, let y'all hear it from me, what y'all saw. So what happened was Rick Ross had the car show going on. He's promoting, you know, taking jabs at DJ Envy's car show. That's cool. It was fun and games. And I guess it started going left when he started talking about how much Ross charges.
Shots fired!
His is for the family and X, Y, and Z, whatever. So, you know, Ross start talking about, you know, having his kids clean the, you know, the big pool.
Right. And that's a big ass pool, by the way.
Big ass pool.
I think the biggest pool in America.
That way. So, you know.
How did you feel about that, like, when you heard the back and forth?
I thought it was funny, man. Cause I like, they both is jokesters, and they, you know, they both got a platform where they could, they could entertain us fans, us car fanatics, us Rick Ross fans, us DJ Envy fans. But, right.
So how did you feel when you got brought into
it? Yeah, when I got brought into it, when he, you know, took a jab, you know, trying to get at the big homie, but he didn't realize, you know, I slapped the shit out of him.
And now,
real shit. Like he should have known, but I see it as this, man. He is mixed, you know, so he doesn't know about certain rules that you're not supposed to do from, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And by the way, guys, this is a real street dude. Like, this is a Miami legend right here. I would be scared to make this guy mad. Like,
it's just a respect thing, because I respect everybody and I expect the same back. And when I don't get it, then if I handle my scandal or if I say what I, you know what I mean, how I feel, I'm in the wrong, I'm the aggressor, but you poke a bear, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I ain't got no problems with him. I just, you know, he took a jab at my daughter's situation, and it was the butt of a joke on a big platform, and it had my wife, you know, pretty hurt about it. And, you know, thinking about it, it's like, well, you know, this is my platform. This is my thing. She doesn't do the social media. She doesn't do the media thing and all of that, and you know, I had to drag her on the show, you know what I'm saying, on, you know, to do you know, the Love and Hip Hop and everything, and even the Miami, this is her first real, you know what I mean,
so the first podcast.
Yeah,
hey, round of applause to her very first podcast. Round of applause. Now I want to ask you, Vonshe, you know, how did DJ Envy's comments impact your family?
It was horrible. Like,
It
was horrible. Like, honestly, like he said, I'm on the media, so I got the phone call from my father. My father listens to the Breakfast Morning Club show, and he was like, is there a problem? Like, do I need to go up there about my granddaughter? I'm like, what's going on? So then I get on my daughter's Instagram page, and obviously, you know how trolls are, and they're coming crazy about, oh, you guys had this big baby shower, and your daughter can't do this, and you need to sign away your parental rights to Envy, and your daughter, like, she only had this problem because her father was on coke. Like, it was crazy. So I told him, like, call him up and tell him to take that shit down and to apologize.
Did you, like, cry when you saw it?
I was livid. I was very, very upset. It took me to a very, like, traumatic space, because it was really tough for both of us when I see my daughter go with what she went through.
Right. So it, like, low-key traumatized you. Because that was, like, all over everywhere.
It was,
like,
everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, everyone was calling you. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, for the people that don't know, DJ Envy was mocking Rick Ross, and he says, Gunplay is my brother. He, you know, mocking Rick Ross. And he indicated that you had been having some problems and had a GoFundMe page. And then he says, in quote, if that's your brother, take care of your brother.
Yeah. So my wife and I, we did a GoFundMe page. And
well, let's explain why.
Yeah, you explain, because so I don't want to start going into it.
Everyone has this misconception about the insurance, the GoFundMe, everything that's going on. When I was pregnant, I was a student at University of Miami. I was on school insurance, and everyone as a student knows that school insurance don't cover shit.
Right.
Like, even my birth, I owed almost $70,000.
Right.
So when I gave birth, no one's expecting to give birth to a daughter with a heart defect that rare and having open heart surgery.
Right.
So literally when she was preparing for surgery, we had the insurance people calling us. It's like, hey, We can do the surgery. However, she needs all this aftercare and your insurance is not going to cover it.
Right. And like, these heart surgeries, all these stuff, this stuff can get into hundreds of thousands to millions.
And they already,
like,
told us up front. They were like, look, you guys expect to be here 6 months to a year.
Right.
And I'm like, we have an entire life. Like, am I supposed to just stop school? He's supposed to stop going on tour, right, doing what he's doing because of our daughters going through this situation. So when everything was said and done, I was just like, okay, what do we need to do? People's like, oh, you should sell your chains and your bags. And people don't act like we didn't think of that.
Right.
First off, everybody walking around with fake ass DHgate bags.
Exactly.
If I'm taking a bag that he purchased me to the reseller, they're telling me there's no value in this anymore because no one's buying real stuff anymore.
Wow.
Diamonds depreciate.
Right.
And then you want me to sell a truck? Stop. You want me to sell a truck that, you know, okay, I sell my car, right?
Right.
How does my daughter get back and forth?
Exactly.
Like,
you need your transportation.
Ignorant.
Yeah.
So we decided, we took the basic number. At the time, it was like $40,000+.
Right.
And we covered all the deductibles. We got her better insurance and we took care of the situation.
Right.
We thanked everyone. We even made a nonprofit for my daughter's condition for other moms because we've seen the other parents going through it. We heard like, what, one or two moms lose their babies inside of the hospital?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they literally like coded.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. So it's like people come at you and not realize like what you're going through at that time.
Exactly.
They think it's funny for the internet. And when Envy made that comment, he can claim that he didn't know what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. Because that same video that Envy was talking about, oh, Ross took a jab at me with the drink champs,
right,
was that exact same episode. Gunplay and Rick Ross sat down and talked about that GoFundMe and thanked each other.
Right.
So it was like, you want to pick and choose what you want to make public and you make jokes at, and it's not okay.
Right.
Because there's always, you know, your intention cannot be the same thing as the impact.
Exactly.
So you got to look at intention and impact.
Well,
impact,
you know, you
negative as hell.
Right. And you guys have a beautiful baby girl and beautiful family,
thank
man. You got to thank God for that. She had a successful surgery and is doing good now.
Mm-hmm. She's doing great. We just
that's
had,
a blessing. Round of applause to that.
Yes. We just had her appointment. What was it? 2 days ago?
Yeah. So she doesn't have to
she
do
doesn't
a
have
second
to have,
surgery.
Nope. No more surgeries.
No
she
more
just can't skip dive.
Nothing like that.
Right. So yeah. What did Rick Ross say about this whole situation? What does he think about it?
You know, he's behind whatever I want to do, he's with. So, you know, we laugh about it, honestly, man. We just laugh at the situation because, you know, we've been through so much and this is just another battle that we're just going to get through. You
right.
know what I mean? But,
right.
You know.
And I know you guys sent out a cease and desist letter to DJ Envy.
I did that.
Oh, wow.
She did that.
Now, and the people, and before you tell me about it, the people that don't know, she's actually, you're studying be a PhD in law enforcement?
No, yes. I'm going to be a federal law
Wow. Okay, we got to get into that later. So let me pull up this cease and desist letter. Dear Mr. Casey, it has come to my attention that you have been making statements about my clients, Von Shea and Richard, that are false and misleading. These statements, on behalf of my clients, I hereby demand and formally notify you to immediately cease and desist making false, slanderous, and defamatory. How you say that word? Defamatory. Defamatory statements regarding my clients. Not limited. You got the whole thing on here. Now, this is a real legal letter right here. This is no joke.
Yeah, it came directly from
were you guys considering like some legal action against DJ Envy?
I am. Just because when everything was said and done, obviously Richard told him to apologize. He didn't want to apologize. You know, the recording was dropped.
Right.
Yeah, because I did that recording because I know he don't play by the same rules that we play in these streets. Our word is our bond. And I already know his word was going
to
be fluke as fuck.
And you have
so
to
I said like this. I said, look, I said, let me record this apology because I know when I call you, you finna apologize.
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
And then on air, I need you to do the same thing promptly. Just same way you woke up early in the morning and got the whole cop outfit and
right.
went and spent your money and your time to do that, I need you to do the same thing, but with that apology attached to the back of that. You hear me?
What the public doesn't know is when the situation happened, we got the phone call, he called him immediately.
Immediately. That phone call, that recording was that day.
That was that night, right. Yeah. And that night he said, the next morning, I'm going to go on the show and I'm going to apologize.
Exactly. Because a week went by.
He knows the type of like situation. Got
my so you gave him time to apologize.
He ain't have big worm money, man. Right.
The next day, he's like, okay, I'm going to do it the next day. Charlamagne sends us the video. He's like, I'm going to tell him to do it again. So at this point, you're ducking the situation. So 7 days go by and now here comes the car show. And you're just like, okay, fuck it. I don't care that your wife is traumatized. I don't care that people are coming at your child. I don't care. Because if I admit that I was wrong, I lose this pissing contest.
Right. You know, it kind of reminds me, remember the situation with Birdman back in the day when he came in there? Because they was, you know what I mean, disrespecting, you know, he was like, put some respect on my name. You know, it kind of reminds me of that whole Birdman situation. I mean, like, shit can get real, man. Now, DJ Envy has indicated that the taping of the phone call that was set up to squash the beef or something he was saying. And then he mentioned that, like, it was against Florida law and punishable for up to 5 years in prison.
That's exactly why I went ahead and I brought the law involved, because you're trying to be funny. And secondly, little do you know, we were traveling. I took my daughter back to Kentucky because my father has some health issues and we went to go visit him.
Right.
And my daughter went and got baptized.
Right.
So you don't know where the hell we were at, for starters. And then we didn't even call you. Charlamagne called you. So if you want to be technical, that man called you in a one party, you know, consenting state. So for you to get onto the radio and tell the world that, oh, the district attorney is calling me to prosecute your husband, I have a problem with that. So I decided to take 72 hours. I got with the lawyers. We went to district attorneys, the state attorneys. I'm like, fine, let's do it. We'll get a lawyer. We'll handle it.
Right.
And they're sitting here telling me, I don't know what you're talking about. Right. They actually did not believe that this man got onto this type of platform with that type of false information.
Right.
So I showed them the video. They were like, well, you now have rights to take legal actions. And I was like, oh, really? And I want to do that.
So you are going to take legal action against DJ Envy?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You need to learn your lesson. You can't just get onto this type of platform with your voice and your followers and say anything that you want because you think it makes you look good. We are real people at the end of the day.
Right.
I have to go through every day going through blking comments, blocking people for saying the craziest
shit. I ain't
taking
no stand, though, so.
He's not going to take the stand, so I decided to do it civilly.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Gunplay.
Civil.
What do you need DJ Envy to do to squash this beef, Gunplay? Because on your phone call together, DJ Envy said, this unquote, I wasn't trying to disrespect you. I wasn't talking about your daughter. If you feel like you were disrespected, I'm talking to you like a man. I would never. If you feel I did, I apologize. That wasn't my intention. Right. Do you feel his apology was sincere? Or
I did on the phone call, and then just like he said he was going to say it on the air, just like how he used my situation for a butt of a joke in front of the audience, the exact same audience, and go ahead on and take that back and apologize about that. You know what I'm saying? And I thought to myself, I said, I know he don't play by our rules, so I don't think he's going to do it. So I recorded it, and just in case he didn't do it, he did it. I'll show you he did it. If y'all don't believe it, you know what I'm saying? So that's when I put that out like that. But
would you ever challenge DJ Envy to a boxing match?
I sure will.
Hold on, is this a challenge?
Oh, sure, of course.
Richard.
Wait, so you challenging DJ Envy right now to a boxing match in the ring?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Can we drop a bomb on that? We need to set up the fight, Gunplay.
Whenever y'all ready.
But realistically, man, you think you could take him out like in a boxing match?
Yeah. What you think? Evie gonna whoop me?
Oh my God.
What the fuck is so funny?
Nah, my man got muscles and shit too, man.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't get in the ring with this guy.
Let's get this big dude right here.
How tall are you?
6'3".
What's your weight?
187.
But you might be in a different weight class than Envy. How? Because he's a little smaller. How big is he?
I think we could get it.
You met him in person before?
I know Envy damn near my whole career, bro.
So you knew him for a minute.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why the fuck you doing
damn.
This?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at this point, you know, we could get in the ring, whatever. But, you know, it's really...
You're going to need a check, though. They're going to have to cut you a check for that.
Of course. But how she feels means a lot to me because I protect and I provide, my nigga. And I do that. Any job I do it. I overachieve at doing it. You can't do it better than me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to starting this family and knowing my role as a man, right. I ain't finna play with it.
I want to see a fight. I want to see a boxing match. I ain't trying to be an instigator, but I want to see that, like in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that.
I'll get it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Challenge him. Look him in the camera right now. Challenge DJ Envy.
Yo, Envy, what's up? Put on the gloves. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Shots fired.
Oh, shit.
Let's get it.
Now, on DJ Envy's side, he pointed out that this is what he said. He didn't mention your wife or daughter in his comments about the GoFundMe. What do you think about his position?
If you mention GoFundMe, you mentioning my wife and my daughter because I didn't do a GoFundMe for a broken arm.
Right.
Or a finger or some, you know what I'm saying?
And we talking about exactly what the GoFundMe was about.
Yeah, right. So, it is what it is.
We were told while we was in the hospital that you talked about our GoFundMe on the show before, which we didn't know.
Right.
And then you mentioned it again before. So you knew exactly what you was insinuating when you brought up GoFundMe.
Right.
When you said GoFundMe, there was people on Twitter like, why the fuck did you bring up Gunplay Child?
Right.
If everybody else can interpret what you were saying, like, don't sit here and act like you don't know what everybody's talking about now.
So what they do is throw the rock, hide the hand, call the cops in that order.
Mm.
That's exactly
so,
what he did.
That's exactly what he did. That's what that's how I got me my last case. Dog, right. Threw the rock, hit the hand. That's I
and you done bitch. Some time.
No, I don't do time.
You never did no time?
No, sir.
That's smart.
I did 3.5 months, the longest I've ever spent in jail, man.
Smartest people don't do no time.
Shout out to Greco, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Greco, my lawyer. Shout out to Alan Zamarin, my lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to.
Got them lawyers on deck. Shout out to them, man.
Shout out to Humble.
We
got to
keep my man free.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Humble. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I got teams, man. We don't play.
I know that was ironic to see, like, the letterhead instead of Be Humble Law.
Right. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
His name is Brian.
But that's what they do. They throw the rock, they talk about you. Then when you say, I'm going to slap the shit out you, they say, they hide the hand.
Right.
And then they say, look, the district attorney, state attorney, general attorney, and the attorneys and the statutes, federal law.
And then
federal
right. Turn it to like
who you spooking, bro? I'm not spooked by no wire, whatever, tap.
Because, I mean, you know how it is in the game, man. Things can be handled either way. You can handle it the corporate way, and then they got the street way. You know what I mean?
I don't do that no more.
Right.
And I'm like the corporate person.
Right.
So yeah, she doing that now.
Now, but with DJ Envy being one of the biggest radio stations in the country, do you think it was a smart move to start a war with him, like, musically for your career? Are you scared that maybe he could try to, like, blackball you or something?
Fuck this Maybach music, man.
Hey, man. Shout out to Maybach Music.
Man.
Round of applause to Maybach.
Give a fuck about no envy, homie. Nah, man. We got this. Stop.
And also, Von Shay, you know, people know you by being so intelligent and so smart. And I know you're pursuing a career in law enforcement. With Gunplay's past scandals, does that jeopardize your job or pursuing a career in that field at all? Or?
Originally, I wanted to do, like, undercover work. Mm-hmm. And when I applied and they showed interest to me and sent me the offer, they were like, you cannot go undercover because your husband is so, like, publicly, you know, a public figure. So I decided, okay, I will just do behind the scenes work. And that's what he wants anyway.
Yeah,
my dream was to, like, be on a bike, you know, a blacked out bike.
Right.
A 40-inch black bust down middle part.
Right.
In an all black outfit.
Right.
Pulling up, skeet, kicking indoors.
Right.
Because you would never look at me and think.
You wouldn't be scared?
No. I'm a daredevil.
Ah, true.
And now I have a daughter. He's like, you have a daughter now. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's like, that's like me. That's like me. Yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure, like at the end of the day, I want to pull up to the trap. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I got my pistol out just
this
in
is
case
the same
I got
man
a bag
I hear
of dope.
Stories about
right.
Got my shit going
right, 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 right.
I'm just putting myself out there, later, back in harm's like, way.
I want to know, man, because y'all are a cute couple, man. How long have y'all been together, first of all?
Y'all niggas with that. What, almost 2 years? August will make 2 years. Well, no. August, we've been married 2 years, but.
You can't count.
December, Christmas.
Right.
Will make 2 years.
And now I know you had a rough upbringing. You came from the streets, but when he got time to wipe someone up, my man went and got an intelligent, Like, you know what I'm saying? Has she changed your life, Gunplay?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
How she changed your life? She kept you out of the streets, getting in trouble?
She made my house a home, yeah. She made my house a home. You know when you walk in your house and it just has a certain smell when you live alone.
Right.
And now you got like a home smell when you walk in the house now. Like
right.
Smell like pine salt, smell like food, you know. So
it's nothing like that woman's touch,
man.
Nah,
man, it ain't, man. I knew I needed that. I knew I needed that, though, cuz I was super rough around the edges, man.
Thanks, you still are a little bit.
Now, how was it like being with someone like Gunplay, you know what I'm saying? Being such a legend in the industry and like being in entertainment. And I know you're like opposite. You're more laid back, low key. How was that?
Like, believe it or not, I didn't know who he was when I met him. When I met him in the club or whatever, he was actually trying to holler at somebody else. And he seen me.
At your friend?
You could say that. Associate.
Oh,
like,
snap.
She knew me. Yeah, she knew me. And she happened to like repost a video of me or something. And that's how he found like who I was.
Mm.
So when I met him, I tell everybody, I met Richard. I've never really met Gunplay.
Right.
I honestly thought he was a scammer when I seen his first Instagram page.
Yeah, he was like, he got to be
it's
a scammer.
Miami. It's like, you pulling up in the Corvette, no top, scammer.
Right.
You're in a club all the time with bottles, scammer.
Right.
I see a bunch of bitches, scammer.
For the people that don't know, I'm not from Miami. I've been living here a few years, but if you go to Broward, Miami,
that's all you
85% they don't run in some kind of little, you know what I mean? So you didn't
I'm
know
thinking,
who he was.
No, I didn't
so
know.
So when you found out who he was, were you like surprised or like?
So when we went on our first date, after like a whole month of him trying to get me to go out, some guy was like, isn't he a rapper? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? It was some weird old white guy. And I'm
right.
like, oh, you got him mistaken. When my dad realized I went on a date, someone recognized him, and they went to Google. My dad was pissed.
Oh, he got mad? That's what I was going to ask you, because
oh,
I'm like,
they were pissed.
What your family
like,
think about you dating like a real gangster? You know what I'm saying? This is Gunplay right
my
here.
Mom,
like, people
mom,
are scared of this guy in the streets right here.
When my
man.
Mom found out, she sent me a screenshot of the first Google search where it was like, he headbutted some stripper in the head of the strip club. And
oh
then,
shit!
And the one right under it was like he pistol whipped his accountant.
Right.
And my dad was like, "Are you trying to tell? This is not what we wanted for you."
Right. So did like, were they were really upset about you guys' relationship?
They were pissed at first because it's just like, what are you doing? Like you're in school, we raised you a certain way, and
did they want you to get like a real like corporate guy,
yeah.
like a suit and tie yeah. kind of like
square bear?
Like, hi, my name's
so
Bill.
My best friend is actually the Prince of Sierra Leone. And oh, my wow. mom has been trying to get me to marry this man since we've been friends. And it's like me
wow.
and him are like, we're never do that.
Now, hold on, Gunplay. How you feel about this guy right here? You
he
cool with her
him.
Having bestie? How you
he
feel about
him.
This?
I'm cool. Yeah, I met him. He cool. Like,
but you might have to slap
know,
him
I
if
know,
he don't
I
act
know.
Right.
Nah. He
slap
cool.
the shit out
I,
of him.
Nah,
I'm playing.
I know what type of female she is. And I know... like what type of dudes she you think she likes,
right?
But
I've
I know what type
it.
Of dude she really likes.
I feel like girls like opposites.
I
like good girls like bad guys like
because
good girls. That
did,
you need that balance in
I've
life.
I've done the doctors, I've done the lawyers, I've done all of that, and they're like,
damn, you got my.
You were bored. You were bored. You wanted some excitement.
It's not
you don't know
that.
Who gonna get slapped. You don't know nothing when you with Gunplay.
I just feel like when it comes to men, they act like because they have a good job and they have that big salary that. They can control the household.
Mm.
And a lot of women, it flies with some women if you don't bring shit to the table. But
right.
if I'm coming to a relationship, I am the table.
Right.
So it's like when you meet somebody that has the same like goals and aspirations, have their own shit, then it's like, all right, cool.
Now, for the girls watching this, when you say when a guy comes to you in a relationship, you are the table, what does it mean to be the table? Because I hear this term a lot. Like, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah. It means that I'm independent. I can stand on my own. I can take care of myself. I don't have to depend on no man to pay my bills or do what I want to do. Like, if he left me today with a baby, we're good.
Round of applause, Avanche. I fuck with that.
Now, is he stupid enough to leave me with a baby?
Nah,
no.
He ain't going to leave you. Now, I want to ask you, Gunplay, because, man, with so much, like, stuff going on out here with rappers, is being a rapper the most dangerous career in entertainment now?
Being a young rapper, yeah. To me, you know what I'm saying?
It'd be the young kids out here.
It's the young generation, man. I ain't gonna lie. They wild and I love it. Fuck that. Do
you think they
do.
Don't have respect, though, for the older generation? Like,
they
don't respect no more?
Fuck that. Do what y'all do. I love this young generation. I love the disrespect. I love the wilding out. Oh, I love it. I love it. I birthed this shit, and then I started this wave, man, of getting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So not saying I started, but I help push it up the hill, man. Right. And I like to see youngins crawl, fall, and then ball.
Right. And you know, Florida rap has been going crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you have to fuck up in order to understand what's really right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So right now, you know.
Did you go through that? Did you fuck up?
Of course. Of course. So right now I'm watching the industry fucking up sometimes, but they're getting it right. You see people like Rose and others that buying properties and land, and they talking different. They're not talking, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And after a while, hip hop is gonna get, you know, it's going they're gonna grow up, and they gonna realize, like, look, this is what really matters. You know
right.
what I'm saying? If they could survive and arrive alive, you know.
Right. Now, speaking of Rose, what's your relationship with Rick Ross now?
That's brother, man. That's my big brother.
And for the people that want to know, are you still signed to MMG, or what's your relationship?
I'm MMG Bloodline, man. You know, we get different deals and move from label to label, but I'm always going to be MMG. Man.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know you recently gave Rick Ross a special gift.
Yeah, that was my animal shelter. I'm doing my small little vibe.
That thing was nice right there.
Got a couple.
That thing
artists.
Looked expensive.
It wasn't GoFundMe.
Can we clear that up, please?
Yeah,
it
please.
Was and not.
It was not GoFundMe, man.
And
stop
and
with all
tell
that.
You something, and I'm gonna tell you something. And I'm gonna say this right here. What camera can I look at?
Oh, boy.
To every single one of you puss ass hoes and fuck niggas,
Richard,
that went to GoFundMe and donated and
Richard, I do not approve this message.
Uh oh, put it on wifey. What you say?
I do not approve this message.
All right, switch back to him. Let him seek his peace.
Because on some real shit,
Richard.
Because on some real shit, listen,
Richard.
I'm gonna say it like this: perception is everything. Mm. Now I realize that now, because people that see me give my brother a gift, they automatically want to say that I bought that with GoFundMe money.
Wow.
It was literally everything. Like, after we went out to eat,
everything a nigga do,
we built the
was
tank.
GoFundMe money.
That's crazy how, like, one statement can, like, cause all this people commenting
exactly.
and saying all this crazy stuff
and
from one statement.
Let me just say this here. Like,
my nigga,
$30,000 from $50,000 on GoFundMe, don't even pay somebody's rent entire year.
Right.
And then on top of that, from the 30, guess how much we really get?
How much?
15.
Dang, they take half of it?
Shit. Hold up. Now, all you fuck niggas and puss ass hoes that went and get a motherfucking refund.
Richard.
You never gave it with your heart.
Mm.
You a piece of shit.
Oh, God.
You'll die that way.
Richard.
Mm. Not for real.
So wait, people went and did refunds?
Yeah, yourself.
We had people.
Are you serious?
Now, nigga had to pay that back. So now, if you really want to be for real, my nigga, if a nigga spunked out on the chain, how the fuck they got it right back instantly?
Right.
With no pressure.
Right.
If that's what you want your shit back, here, take it.
Right.
So all you fuck niggas and puss ass hoes out there, fuck you. You never gave it from your heart. And you gonna die a piece of shit.
Richard,
drop
you
a
cannot
bomb.
Say that. I have had people, like, write on my page, oh, I donated $100, $200, whatever. Knowing good and damn well you donated $10, and I cashed up. You write me. There you go. Shut up.
I didn't even know you could do refunds on GoFundMe. That's crazy.
But in 90 days. Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
90 days. So they never gave it from
not
the heart.
Not even that.
I know
we had, after Envy said what he said, we had trolls go to GoFundMe and try
right.
to report the GoFundMe page.
Right.
And I had to actually print out every, like, itemized bill to show that the money that after you took service charges and taxes
right.
and all that went to my daughter.
Right.
And they're like, okay, cool. That's crazy. But I'm not the type of person to sit on the internet and be like, here's this bill. Watch me swipe the card for this bill and move on.
That's crazy. Now, speaking of DJ Envy, he's been in the blogs recently over some real estate scam allegations. Do you know anything about that? Joe Budden and others have been...
I know he ain't get his paper off the muscle. Oh, shit! I know he ain't get his paper off the muscle. He ain't grind like a nigga. He ain't grind like none of us, like the real niggas did. You came up on a, you know.
He came up on a lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. So
what do you mean a lawsuit? What
you mean? Here's my thing. So as a mother, and for him to be a husband and a father, the same situation you just did to our family, you did to somebody else. So, well, that person did.
Damn, what happened? I didn't know about this.
So, the thing with Star, I guess they were like radio hosts, and Envy did the same thing he did with our family. You starting a whole bunch of shit, Star retaliated, and Envy sued.
Hmm. And he won.
They ended up settling, and that's how he made his money. So,
how much do you know the figures?
I don't know.
I didn't know about that.
He ended up with like six piece.
Mm. He ended up with some money though, so it was
started
like.
With
when
10,
was this? Was this back in the day?
Six.
Or
this was 2006,
I believe.
2006.
I know people that know him before that, and how he act afterwards. So a lot of people really just seen him flip into some other shit.
If you seen the comments and how people, the internet came at your family, your wife and your child, because at the end of the day, you guys are media people. I'm a regular 24-year-old student, first time mom.
You only 24?
I'm only 24. I am a baby.
So hold on, and you met him 2 years ago. So you met him when you were 22 or 21? 23?
I just turned 23. I turned 25 in August.
Now, what about your family? Was your family like, she too young for your gunplay? Or they want, you know what I mean? What's your family say? Are they love her or how it go?
My family don't even fuck with me, man.
So you do your thing. Okay.
I just do my thing, man. They don't even know if I'm alive
or
not.
My dad and my cousin
Carmignana.
His mother's side,
my Puerto Rican
just
side.
Not. Cool, so.
And for the people that
I
don't
talk to, my mom, my baby mom, all them people, and my son ain't calling me in forever. They
but
all
we
in
know
cahoots.
That's because of his, you know, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Mm. But for people that don't know, you know, Gunplay, man, you had a rough upbringing. You started selling drugs at 16. Is that right? I know you had.
Yeah.
I read about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So you was a youngin' in the game.
Yeah. For sure. I was. I got in the game when Bricks was 13, 5, 14.
Wow. So you could not be here today.
Huh? Oh, nah, for sure.
You shouldn't be here today.
I was in a car with two of my homies, Young Breed and Torch, and that shit got 8 bullet holes in it, and I don't know how none of us got hit.
Wow. That was God right there.
Yeah.
You ever been shot before?
No, sir. Shot at, for sure, but not shot. No. No.
That's crazy.
God is good.
Yeah, God is good, man. And when we mentioned that Gunplay was going to be in the building, everybody wants to know, what's up with the new music? What we got going?
This Saturday, WEDR 99 Jams, DJ Nasty, he's finna drop that exclusive. So y'all just get ready. Lay
shout
round
out to 99 Jams.
Shout out to 99 Jams, man.
Now, would you be willing to bust a little freestyle, a little something for us today? How you feeling tonight? Give my man another drink. How you feeling?
He can have mine. Here you go.
I don't freestyle. Come on, style ain't free, baby.
Oh, that's a check right there. And I know you also got your birthday coming up.
Yeah.
What you doing for it? What you got something planned for hubby? What you got planned?
What are we doing?
What do you got planned?
Forget his birthday. My birthday coming up.
Oh, your birthday coming up first?
No, mine's is first.
It's his first,
yeah,
then yours.
Does it matter?
You got to let him have his turn first.
You see what I'm saying?
Hold on.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's just say this. I was pregnant during his birthday, my birthday, every holiday. So his really don't count this year.
Right.
No, you're not pregnant no more, so mine's going to count, and then yours going to count. That's what we're going to do.
Birthdays are 2 weeks apart.
I don't.
Y'all should do a joint party then. Like, it's both of y'all birthdays.
So we're actually... I want a sex theme party for my 20th.
Oh, snap.
I do.
Like, what would people wear?
I want everybody in lingerie. I want island, an all adult only resort.
Ooh.
I want it spicy.
She going to have her sex toys that she's
I'm
about to put out
sex
online.
Line.
Oh, snap. What kind of toys will these include?
They have everything. Whips, vibrators.
cut it.
They have everything. Whips, vibrators, crazy, toys, whips, everything.
Now,
little machine that fucks you. Like, oh, I got shit. It for men, women, gays, whatever you want to identify as. If you want to be right. a cow, I got toys for cows.
Right.
I
want to ask y'all, because y'all been going strong, man. I've been following you guys for a minute, looking at the pictures. What is, like, the secret to y'all, like, happiness and staying together and not breaking up?
Threesomes.
Oh, shit. Can we get a bomb on that?
That way.
I'm so joking.
Nah, that sounded like you was real, bro. Yeah. Now, if I had to get in y'all business.
Definitely the fact that she's down for that. And we both have the same goals. We both want the same things. You know, we want the exact same things. We both wanted to get married. We both wanted a daughter. We both wanted to start a business. We both, well, I dragged her into the limelight.
He did. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get so mad at him. I'd be like, babe, you're talking about me. This is your fault. Yeah.
You don't like being known?
No.
Like people running up like, oh my God, you don't like that?
I hate it. I'd rather just take the picture for you so we can move on.
Do you, like, tell some people, like, no, I'm not in the mood to take a picture, like, if you're not feeling
like,
good?
Like, when they come up to me with a camera, I just kind of, like, go to the side.
Right,
I'm,
right.
like, socially awkward.
Do you take pictures of
oh,
people running?
Oh, he takes all type of pictures. Yeah, like, that's his thing.
Do you get tired of it? Like, people running up, like, oh, gunplay.
I don't. I really don't.
Because I guess it's a blessing to be in that position that everybody loves you. To just want to document that they met you. That's like crazy when you think about
it,
right?
It blows my mind, bro. Like, that's why to this day, man, they, especially on tour, they be like, Gunplay, you got to come on, man. We can't take everybody pictures, dog. And I'll be like, hold on.
I think it's cool for him. Like, I remember when I was pregnant, my parents came down. And we were going through Hobby Lobby, getting the nursery together. And these little kids were like, going around the little like aisles, looking at him like, "Mommy, that's Gunplay. It's Gunplay." She's like, "Ain't no Gunplay." And the little girl ran up to him like, "Aren't you Gunplay?" And he's like, "Yeah, come on, baby, take a picture." And the girl acted like she saw like Santa Claus. It was right. crazy. I think it's
that don't like turn you on. Be like, "Dang, my man, famous." Like, because girls be like, "They don't like you. Don't like that." Like,
I mean, it's cute when the kids do it.
Right.
But when the bitches that are disrespectful be like, "Oh, I want to do XYZ to your man," I'm like, bitch.
You ever had like a bitch like pull up on you like at the store or something, get a picture, like kind of move you out of the way, like, "Let me get a picture of Gunplay."
I had
like,
one.
Like on some groupie stuff.
Remember the one that was like, "Oh, no, that's your daughter?" I wanted to.
No.
Oh, they asked, "Were you his daughter?"
Yeah. Like,
nah.
You should have been like, "Yeah, that's my daddy."
What about the one when we was in Jacksonville and we were sitting down with Smack Silly Wife and that bitch say, she told us, she say,
what she said? She wanted to give you head? What she say?
Man, she said, "I will suck the soul out your nigga."
Ooh. She said that to you?
I'm like, you a wow bitch. So I will be wrong to send you back to the creator, right?
You said that to her? What she say back?
Yeah,
bitches know better.
Yeah.
I feel like females know who to play with and who not to play with.
But you know, it's a lot too, man. Like, do you ever have to watch your back, like everywhere you go, like,
of
you
course.
Know what I mean? People
I do.
Lurking and just haters and.
I have you like, when I was like when I was doing rapper shit and still trapping shit and then now, it'll be like kind of like a, you know what I mean? It's cool, but you still got to be. But now that I'm a whole rapper, whatever you want to call it, just out the game. I'm
right.
out the streets. And now I don't really feel that anymore because I know, you know what I mean? I don't owe nobody nothing. I ain't
so you can just chill
nothing.
Now.
I'm
you
chilling.
Feel.
I'm chilling. And the hate, it ain't really because I don't give that anymore. I don't
right.
give that anything.
Right,
what's up? Why? Because you do that and everybody, you going to bring that energy. I don't bring that no more.
But you ever have like people run up on you kind of like that? Like kind of sizing you up? I know you be iced up. Like you ain't never had no trouble like someone trying to rob you?
Not recently, no. I had incidents, you know. I had, you know, Circle House. I had to grab a nigga pistol, all of that. BB know what's up.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
BB know what's up, man. You know what I mean? You know, but, like, I don't get none of that no more. I really don't.
That's what's up.
I really don't. And then if somebody is...
It must be nice.
And somebody is acting up, somebody around them going to grab them and pull their coat and be
like,
"Look,
yo, that's Gunplay, man. Don't mess with him."
You know what I'm saying? They're going to chill.
So, who do you think is the best rapper from Miami? Besides yourself, who would you say?
You know, Fat Boy, man. Ross, man.
Rose. Hey, man, shout out to Rick Ross, man. One of my favorite rappers of all time, man. Shout out to Ross.
Like,
Can we get Ross on the show? We need to get Ross on the show.
We need to, so we could talk about his big ass jet that he just got.
Right, I saw that on the vlog. That's crazy. Have you seen it yet? I know y'all finna be flying.
I've been ripping and running, but right. I see he got it painted. That right. thing looked crazy.
So what's on the horizon for Gunplay? What's next for you? I know you got a new project dropping.
I think I got another run in me. Another tour. Probably with Ross the next go round. Putting out a few artists, doing comedy, not stand up, but actually booking comedians and stuff.
Oh,
like
wow.
That.
Hey, book me, man. I'm a comedian, man. Let me come on set, fuck you around. Yeah, real? Hell yeah. Let's get it.
You lying.
I am dead ass serious.
You dead serious. Are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious. Yeah, that's how I started.
I just canceled my first show at Miami Improv. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Me
yeah.
and the GM. I don't know what happened and whatever, yeah. but I had to cancel.
It was a timing issue.
So if you had one, if you could get one, the big, one big headline. To your comedy show, out of all the comedians, Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, whoever, who would you choose?
Right now.
Right now. Anybody.
Just one headliner?
Yeah.
Or one
out of
headliner.
Everybody. If you had to choose one comedian, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Dave Chappelle, who else, man?
You know, of course I had to give it up to the GOAT Davey, man. But like yeah, right now, Dave. These young and up and coming comedians are hilarious.
And shout out to DC Young Fly, too,
shout
man.
To
RIP to his baby mother and fiance,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that whole situation? Like, are you scared about the whole BBL? Like, would you get
I'm
one
nervous.
Or the, what is it called, the mommy makeover?
I'm not going to get a mommy makeover, but I am going to get my boobs done. And it's just crazy because when I had my daughter, we make jokes. I'm just like, she done fucked up my titties now. So he's like, you know, I'll get your boobs done or whatever.
That's a lot safer, too, because a lot of people don't know those mommy makeovers, the BBLs, is one of the most dangerous surgeries that you can actually get. I was reading about it. It's like one of the most dangerous ones you can get.
Yeah.
When people don't think about it because social media is like BBL, BBL, everyone talk about it, but they don't
even,
know you're risking
even
their
after
life.
Having a baby, the surgeon told me, like, look, I'm not even going to perform on you until you're like a year post-op. Just because, like, a woman's body goes through so much giving birth, and the hormones and everybody's bodies are different. So I'm going to wait till my daughter's a year old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my titties done. I'm going to keep my little stretch marks, call it a day.
Big old boobs.
Would you get anything done, Gunplay? You know, guys is getting the abs now and the calf muscles. You know, a lot of these niggas getting stuff.
I'm going to get a cock reduction.
You know, they got the enlargements, too, man. They can give you a couple of inches.
No, he don't need that. He don't need that.
Now, I want to ask y'all, like, do you think, because, you know, y'all been together 2 years. Do you think sex is a big part of being able to stay together?
It's everything.
Like, what percent of sex in a relationship?
What did I just tell her? Tell her what I.
Like, what percent is it? Like,
what did I just tell you before you got your bar?
Oh, you was playing with me?
Huh?
When you was playing with me?
Yeah, when I was playing with you.
Yeah, okay.
Playing with her, how? What y'all talking about? That sounds nasty.
So after I gave birth, you know, they tell you like, okay, be very careful.
Right.
Like, you will get pregnant again. And I don't want to be pregnant again right now. I really don't.
Right.
We talked about having a second one like 3 to 5 years from now. So there was one night I was just like, I can't take it no more. I haven't had sex. They made us stop having sex around like, what, 6, 7 months? Because she was.
Damn, 7 months?
My daughter already dropped. Like, her head already had dropped. They're like, all right, y'all need to cut it. I'm like. Oh.
What did you do for those 7 months? Did you masturbate a lot, Gunplay? No homo.
I was a jackrabbit.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that and she has, I ain't going to lie, she has a really nice booty crack, right?
Oh, shit, like, drop a bomb on that.
One of them tight booty cracks.
Oh, right. My God.
Yes.
Daddy, I am so sorry.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So
now before that time, were y'all still were y'all indulging in anal, or did was it kind of
no anal? No.
Oh, you're not talking about anal.
No.
Hey, play this up. Hey. Nah, cut it. Okay, so
what he does is like, if this is my ass crack.
Oh, just kind of mess around.
Like do like this. Because it's just, like, so tight, so it, like, kind of, like, you know?
Right. So
what's
your view on anal, Gunplay? You don't like that?
Nah. I'm like, you know what's weird, though? I'll eat her butt, but I won't put my finger in her butt.
Why not?
He's weird.
You don't do the future, like, thumb in the butt?
He tried it. I didn't like it.
I put, like, this much one night.
I was
on
like,
drunk night, and I just was like, I can't. I for some reason I just
not your thing.
I OCD.
You got big hands too. That
I got
might,
OCD.
Yeah.
Hurt
really I got bad. I got see I got little hands, so like my thumb won't do too much damage.
I just think of shit and doo doo.
Now, would you let her like do the same to you?
Oh,
like,
hell no.
Eat your ass
I'm
or
good.
Bruh.
Hell. Oh, okay. Nah.
I'm good, hell. Bro.
Y'all not into that?
What the fuck?
I mean, you know, they say, man, you know, Trick Daddy said Team Booty Gang. Shout out Trick Daddy.
Nah, I was 18. I had this 32-year-old bitch, man. Every time she used to suck my dick, she'll just, like after, like, the first maybe 4 months, 5 months, then every time she'll suck my dick, she'll just go to, like, going all the way down.
Try to go down under the balls to the gooch.
And then going under there, hitting the gooch, and then go to doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then my pinkies used to get numb. I was like, oh, my God.
That's your nerves. That's your senses. Like, yeah, they were reacting to it.
And then it just was like, all right. And then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. How many before me?
It's always like, oh, you're the first person, but they be lying, right?
I didn't even ask. I just was like, I just thought about it. I didn't got to ask you because if you did it, this ain't your first time. This
you
ain't
so
your
crazy?
First rodeo.
I met her one time.
Oh,
you
snap.
Didn't meet her.
Well, so you were like, oh, so you're the girl that used to eat my nigga ass. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
He was like, babe. No. I was like, what? He's like, that's the lady who used to eat my ass. I'm like, that's her? I'm like, what are you talking about?
But tell the truth, Gunplay. It was straight, though. Like, it felt good. It was good.
I mean, like, I was literally 18, so I didn't know what the fuck to think.
Right.
I just was like, I don't know. Do I brag about this? Do I shut the fuck up about this? Right. What's going on? I don't get it. But I just, you know what I'm saying? Was it like, I be hanging around a bunch of OGs, like, growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I was, and they start talking about it, and I said, hey, man. So, this one time, and it was like, oh, for real? I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, I was like, it's just like, you know, but after that was the first and last. I really thought about it. I say, man, hold up, because I'm a man. And
he
I'm
gets
hairy,
mad
dog.
When I be like,
so if a bitch doing
game.
Yeah, don't
he
do
gets
that.
So pissed.
And if a bitch licking a...
So you're not allowed to slap his ass. He'll get mad at you.
Because so
you say
funny.
You got these whips and stuff. Now, are
and
you going to...
He has, like, such a cute
Are you going to test out the whips? Or how
his
you...
butt is so cute. I feel like, good game,
man. Oh, my
His butt is so little and cute.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, but I'm like, on the real, man, I'm so proud of you, Gunplay, man. Thank like, you, your bro. Journey. I've been following you for a long time, man. I'm a personal big fan of you, and just seeing your growth, everything you've been through to make it here, to finally, you know, finding happiness and find a wife, someone that really loves you and helps you and you know, keep you, because a girl will keep you out of trouble, cool, too, man. You know what I'm saying? So to have that, and I'm proud of you, too, you know, so intelligent. You know, you're an example to so many young women. So I'm proud of both of y'all. Y'all were Miami's power couple. I'm honored to have you on the We in Miami podcast. And honestly, I hope that y'all crush the beef with DJ Amy. I hope y'all come to some kind of agreement or something.
Let's
you
just
know,
box it out, man.
Box
Let's
it out. Let's do the ring.
I just want
Let's get in the ring, man. Do a celebrity boxing match. Can we put that together?
Y'all wanna do a
I want to be the host. I'm going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, standing 6'3", Gunplay, DJ Envy. I don't know how tall he is, but.
Nah, we could do and raise some money for charity or whatever.
How about that?
I don't have no.
Yeah, we can donate to charity.
How about y'all? He donates, you know, they do a little fight and donate to the hospital our daughter has surgery at.
That's a
shit.
Good idea. Round of applause for that. That's a good idea. Wow.
Because there's a lot of
I'm not
moms.
Really. Look. For the record, my type of beef is, you know, that shit get handled in a different way.
Right.
This is not no real beef.
Right.
It's a disagreement. You know what I'm saying? I feel a little away about shit. He feel a little way about shit. But at the end of the day, my wife has been impacted on this.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing a therapist about all this.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, literally.
I know it can be a lot,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, this social media, when something blows up so big and then everyone commenting, thousands of people writing you, I know it can be. It's a lot.
She's not thick skinned as us. Like coming up, you like she's.
I'm from a small country town in Kentucky. Yeah. I took him, and he used to think I was like joke. Like I didn't know Rick Ross was an artist. I thought he was the Wingstop guy.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
You don't turn on your radio.
I don't look, babe. Was there radios where
she be in her books? She be in school and her books.
If you see where she from,
if you see where I'm from, on some real shit, like there's no way possible I knew anything about loving hip hop. None of this reality stuff. But
she
was
sheltered too. The old boy, old girl had her very, very strict.
I'm talking about my cell phone went off during the weekdays, 8 p.m.
Mm.
They cut the service off. They cut the Wi-Fi off. On the weekends, it was 11 o'clock. Wow. I went to Chinese school on Saturdays. And if I wasn't here in the States, I was overseas studying. Like, I didn't even live here most of the time. I lived in China for 2 years. I lived in Australia for some time. I lived in Europe for like 5. So it was just like.
You came from some money, huh?
Trust fund, baby.
You got some money.
Whole trust fund, baby.
Talking about Asia, Australia. I ain't never left Atlanta in Miami. No,
so like,
no but hold
here,
on.
It's like.
But wow, that's
and
crazy.
12 years and 12 years of mixed martial arts with a box full of gold medals.
Wow.
High jump, USA team.
Wow.
Like
I had my little run.
She had like she was one of those sheltered, athletic, but you know, I think, academic.
Yeah.
Boom. Like,
I think that's good though.
She knew.
You know, in a lot of cultures, like I know some people, man, like literally they turn their phone off at like 10, 11 p.m. at night. I think that's good. I wouldn't be able to do it, but like this social media and all this
now.
Can get toxic, but it's too hard.
It's toxic itself. I can't do it now.
I wish I could turn my phone off at 10 and really get in with family and just chill.
I literally miss the life where like I can be like, babe, where's my phone?
Right.
Like I just want to go on a vacation for like 2 weeks, turn my phone off, and no one talk to me for two
right.
weeks. I would love that. That's
like leave your phone at home and go on a vacation.
Yes,
I think y'all do that. Y'all deserve that. Leave the phones alone. Go on a vacation, you feel me? And just
I swear to God, every day it's something new. It's like, I know, right? It's like
that phone, that's that
my
money.
My job is fun. Right. I love my job.
I would literally be sitting on the phone with my homegirls and I'd be like, babe, what the hell did you say now? I'd be getting on him. People don't think I get on him. I'd be like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Right.
He don't care. I'm like,
Gunplay has no filter.
He has
he don't care.
Filter.
I be trying.
But that's what made him who he is today. That's his whole brand.
I just follow
like,
my
and
heart,
it's so
bro.
Crazy because right. like a lot of the people, when he says shit, they will at me like, this is your husband. How do you feel? I'm like, little do you know, I'm sitting here like, why the fuck would you say that?
Right. Now, I got a couple of last questions for you, Gunplay, from some fans. What advice would you give to young dudes out here that want to become a rapper? Or that want to like blow up and get lit?
If it's your passion, you got to love it because you have to love it. Do it. Don't do it for the money. The money is just a byproduct of you being the best at what you do and being obsessed at what you with what you do. So make yourself sound different, look different, think different, just think different. Everything don't follow the crowd. Don't expect to get paid overnight. Some people do, some people don't, but
you gotta love it, cause like
you have to have a
the money gonna come love. Later. Like you gotta hustle for a long time for the money to come in. A lot of people don't understand.
Do
they think it'd be a rapper
too.
And just
do
get
your
rich.
Homework too. Don't just get into it. I just pick up a pen and start writing. Do your homework. If you like a certain artist and you know what I'm saying, like do your homework on that artist. Do your homework on all kind. I listen to all music. I listen
right.
to all kind of music. I don't just listen
like
to
other rap. Genres like
all,
pop, country,
yeah,
like,
all of that. Not country, but
old school. I
old
like
school.
You know what I like. I like
he,
old school,
I
man.
He's lying. He listen to country.
I do listen to
country.
Like,
Tim McGraw.
I listen to country.
I like that Nelly song. Remember over
when
and over again. Sound in my head.
My big green tractor.
Yes, I love big.
You
green
I fuck with a little country.
Yeah,
I listen to country.
Yeah, you have
it's
to,
not
you
like
have
my go-to, but
for music,
right?
If you really want to do this and really, you know what I'm saying. That's what I have to say, yeah.
And last thing, a fan asked, how did you overcome your struggle? Because in 2021, you posted on Instagram about, you know, you were dealing with like a drug addiction and stuff. How did you overcome your drug addiction?
I weaned myself off. I cold turkey a few times, but, you know, everybody, we human. But I went from an 8-ball a day to a half a gram a day type shit.
How much money a year do you think you like spent on drugs?
Well, I used to sell, so I never spent it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you already had it.
Until,
yeah.
like, I start, like, doing rapper shit, and you know what I'm saying? I don't have to sell it no more, but I would spend probably a week, maybe 900, maybe almost 1,000 a week.
Damn, so that's like 4,000 a month.
Because yeah, if I bought an 8-ball.
That's like 50 grand a year.
An 8-ball every 2-3 days is, you know what I'm saying, 250 to 300 because if it's the best of the best, right. You know what I'm saying? So you'll do that. But you don't even notice it. It's just...
Right, you don't even realize. Yeah, it's like the lifestyle is so crazy. You don't even really realize.
And you meet some bitches that night and you going to order two more.
Right, right, right.
Another seven or something like that. But that's just my personal. Right. It's a 3.5. You know what I'm saying? That's just my... This is like a nigga getting a 3.5 of weed every day. That's right. Just like my shit. But we in the cocaine capital. This
right, Miami is culture. The cocaine
it's
capital.
Not like it's just it's culture. But it got to the point where now it's creeping into fucking up my business, and I ain't with that.
Right.
If I got to be on set or on call, or if I got to do something, my eyes look like a raccoon, and I'm sitting there coloring a napkin, my nigga, I'm straight, bro. That's just fucking up my paper.
Right.
Because everybody can notice that shit. You know what I'm right, saying? Right. Like, yo, this nigga, like, nigga, pores be wide as fuck.
Right, right.
Like, come on, man. Like, hey, man, niggas know what time it is, man, with that shit.
Boy, but, you
shit,
know, but everything.
Man, hard to shit, yeah, boy.
Everything you went through made you who you are today, yeah, man. So yeah. Now you got a testimony, and now you can inspire people like, look, bro, I went through that. I done did this. I done been a young nigga out here. I done ran. I done, you know what I mean? But now look at me now.
Yeah.
You know what's so crazy? When we came back from Kentucky, taking my daughter to get baptized, we were on a flight and the guy in front of us was sitting there and he looked back. That's gunplay. And he was trying to hold it together and he literally took his shades off and he was pouring like literally tears rolling down his eyes. He said, you know, you encouraged me to actually turn myself in today to go to rehab.
And you know what kind? You know what shirt I had on? Shout out to Fly Supply, Reggie from Fly Supply. I had a shirt on that said "Drug Free," but it looked like, you know, those school zone shirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a school zone, yellow.
Man, round of applause, the gunplay,
like,
man.
No free, drug free. So it said "Drug Free."
He had his he was like his mom, his grandmother. They were all there to take him.
Yeah,
to the rehab. That's crazy.
So if you're watching this, man, hey, look. Homie.
Shout out to your journey.
Shout out to your journey, man. And, right. And blessings to your family, man. You already know.
Now, last thing before we get out of here, Gunplay, we play this game on the show where we ask our special guests to FaceTime one celebrity that they think will answer. We had Robin Thicke on. He FaceTimed Usher. We had Sonny Digital. He FaceTimed 2 Chainz.
Who can I see?
We had Zoe Dallas. He FaceTimed Kodak Black.
Damn. Who you about to call?
Man, hey, I want to say hit up the biggest boss, man. Ross said, I don't know. You want to call? Let's see. You want to call, gang?
He probably getting ready for that party tonight.
Yeah. See, I don't really do the FaceTime. They'll see my shit and be like, what the fuck this nigga want? damn. I don't really like FaceTime with Fat Boy. Like,
don't let
that
stunt get you in trouble now. That's what he really trying to say.
Who else? I know everybody, but I just don't FaceTime. I don't FaceTime, period.
You don't be FaceTime.
You don't FaceTime his wife.
I don't know.
You don't FaceTime
we were
each
dating,
other?
Nah. We were
what about when you out of town? You don't FaceTime wifey?
He will text me and I have to call
she
him.
She don't like FaceTime you and make you show the room, make sure there ain't no girls in the room. Like, show me the room, make sure there ain't no girls in there.
I don't care. He know better.
I'm not even, my mind
ain't
even there.
If he's that dumb, let him be that dumb.
No, it's not about being dumb. My mind is not even there no more.
You know, we've never had like one cheating
scandal.
She
could go through my phone right now.
Wow.
My face is to his phone.
Do you have his password? Oh, you got his
face?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, he used to be like, he was like, babe, go through my phone. I'm like, I am not breaking my heart. I am not going to go through your
There's
phone.
There's nothing my shit dry. I made it like that.
He was so like pressing me about going through his phone. I'm like, nigga, you just deleted some shit so you could give it to me.
Would you let Gunplay have a little fun? Like, if you're out of town and if it doesn't mean
we
anything.
We got a strip clubs together.
But I mean, would you let him like be with another, sleep with another woman when you're not around?
Please.
Would you?
Can I sleep with another man when you're not around?
But that's different. Yeah, well, guys say that's, you know.
Saying, yeah, that's. I'm just saying, don't ask a question with a question. So if I was out of town and I said, baby, I'm going to bring something back with me. You know what I'm saying?
It's are you nice bringing little, it back to us or you yeah, bringing it to you?
I'm bringing it back to us, but we I'm going to knock her down.
No, but he out of town, so he got to knock her down first.
First, and then I'm going to bring
test it out, make sure she's cool.
Fine. So if you do that, I'm going to be like, baby, I see Morris Chestnut, and I want him to munch.
Morris Chestnut. <That's>,
look at him.
But you know
what? Look at him.
you know what they say, though? They say when a woman does it, she's checked out of a relationship, but when a man does it, he can still love you. And it can just mean, it could just be
women
like pure
have
fun.
Sex, women have sex like with love. Men have sex with just lust. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
We knock some down and be like, please don't touch me. Like, after you bust a nut, I'll
you know what's
like,
so funny? A lot of girls, like, when we first got together, they wanted to throw in my face that they slept with him or they've been with him. And he's like, oh, I did. Like, he don't even remember the bitches he fucked.
I don't remember.
I'm serious.
Now, you know, Blueface had came out a couple of years ago and said how many girls he had slept with. I think it was like 1,000, 2,000. How many girls do you think you've slept with in your whole life, Gunplay?
I got community dick.
Man, wow. You got to understand.
If you had to guess a number, what would you say?
I lost my virginity at 12 going to 13. I went on tour at 25, at 25 years old.
You was young and on tour.
Yeah.
He was a whore.
Wilding out.
I don't know, bro.
Like every day you had a different one?
I don't know.
A couple of them.
And it's 300. All right, so let's calculate this. It's 365 days in a year. So if you have two girls every day, that's like, what, 700 girls in a year?
I say a couple thousand.
That is crazy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You might have beat Blueface.
Sometimes, because it got to the point where I can, I would just want a mouth. Like, I just want a bitch with a nice mouth.
So you would just get head from a lot.
And I'll just walk, and I'll drive around, hit clubs or whatever, or go through my phone, and I'll fly in a mouth. While I'm flying,
you would like order one like Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
you know, you can order girls on Instagram. You just slide in a DM and tell them to come over.
While I'm flying in the mouth, I'm already booking flights for some titties.
Mm. You know, he was looking for titties when we met.
I have whatever I want that night. If I want titties, I might want a bitch with a fat ass. I might want a bitch with a teardrop butt. I might want a bitch that's just slim, slim, petite. I might want a black bitch. I might want a Spanish bitch, white bitch. I don't. But every time I want some, I manifest it and I get it. And then after I do that, I'll be like, okay, what do I want next? So I'll line them up for day after day. Then
that
I want a hood
so
bitch. Then I want a.
You ever like slept with like a valley girl and she just told you she wanted to like experience a thug? Like, I just want to see what it feels like to like be with like a black guy or like a thug.
Yeah, I had those in Vegas when Ross used to have like that that it was like 25 grand a night. It had a big old basketball court in it, the pool in it, in Vegas.
Oh,
I forgot what hotel it is.
Wow.
And it's just like, you gotta understand, man. You gotta understand.
You got me asking. So I got so many questions. All right, one last question for both of you guys. I got one for you and one for you, because I know you guys got a schedule to get out here. But what's your craziest tour story?
Craziest tour story. Man, there's so many. One time that I could just really say, like, this was like I can't believe, like, this is for real, is when Ross had had a show and he took his sweaty shirt off. He had, because his shirt, you know, he back in the day,
he was sweating.
We used to wear 3Xs. He used to wear 5Xs. Big as hell. And it's soaked. I'm talking about completely soaked.
Like drenched.
And took it off and gave it to this bitch. And the bitch grabbed it and said,
no, damn. She drank the sweat?
She squeezed
it out?
Sweat out in her mouth.
No.
I'm in the sprinter. The door already closed.
You was probably looking like, I'm like, what the fuck is this happening right now? You probably was smoking a blunt like, what the fuck?
I said, yeah, we made it. We made it.
Wow.
We made it.
That's crazy, man. Hey, all right, so Vonshay, I got to ask you one last question.
Should I be nervous?
No. Nothing crazy. What's Thanksgiving dinner like with Vonshay's family, with the rapper and PhD?
Like the Cosby Show. Go ahead.
Every day is like Thanksgiving dinner. I cook. Our family cook. Like, when he comes to town, they take out the smoker. My grandfather will go fishing and go bring in some fresh catfish. Like, my Aunt Kathy will go get some bourbon caramel cake and make it from scratch. Like, that's every day.
Wow.
It's every day.
That sounds like a good time. So it's like some Cosby. Well, I know when you got with her, it was like a vacation for you, just like away from, because, you know, she's so different from like the average Miami girl, you know. So it's probably like,
I'm not going to hold you. It was a lot of times, like, I would be out with him when we first started dating. I'm like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Keep him out of the clubs.
Like that.
He's not really a clubber. Well, honestly, I feel like
anymore.
Yeah. I feel like I cook so well. When he eats, this nigga's in bed.
I'm gone.
He got the itis, so you can't go nowhere.
Yeah. Do you cook every night or?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Most nights.
Yeah.
Now that the baby's here, yeah, I do kinda, like 3-4 days. Yeah. I'll meal prep now.
Right.
But before the baby, oh, what you want tonight? Steak, lobster. I do gourmet meals.
What you want for lunch? What you want? Whatever you making, I don't care.
And then I'm such like a perfectionist. It has to be aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. It has to be garnished properly. It has to have a certain bowls and spoons. Like, he loves it.
She's smoothing my rough edges out. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like I don't care. I eat peanut butter and jelly, ham and cheese.
I love
sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly.
You know what I'm saying?
And by the way, it's very healthy too. So yeah, is oatmeal. I don't know why people hate on those meals. Very healthy meal.
I had ramen noodles was with him.
Hmm. What flavor you had? Chicken?
It was chicken. Chicken. And then when I was pregnant, that's all I wanted. Ramen noodles with baking soda in it. I don't know why.
Yeah. Anybody heard of that? Ramen noodles with baking soda in it?
Ooh. I never heard. So you like anybody you like sanitized it with baking soda or what? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know what it was. I would just make it and I'll take baking soda and throw it in it
it's
and mix
not
it up.
Crack.
Baking Stop. Soda like you making crack noodles.
I don't know. It was just
us,
my
huh?
baby Bruh. Only wanted all she wanted was Krispy Kreme donuts. Taco
I love
Bell.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
She wanted Taco Bell like every day.
Y'all making me hungry.
Ramen noodles with baking soda.
Hey, I'm coming to Gunplay House for dinner, man.
I'ma cook tomorrow.
Hey man, listen. And this is what it's all about, man. Never lose sight of what's really important in life. Absolutely. At the end of the day, health of your baby daughter is what truly matters. So I'm so happy for you both and that your little girl is okay. Round of applause for Gunplay and Bunche for coming to the We in Miami podcast. Round of applause. Shout out to them. Hey, man, I'm honored to have you here. And before we get out of here, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
Kentucky.
We in Miami.
No, we in Miami.